You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Bristol City in the Championship, 22nd in the Championship. They're struggling. They've got to worry about relegation from that rather than the FA Cup probably. West Brom would be quite happy with where they are, 13th in the Premier League. They've become a hard side to beat under Tony Pulis, and I suppose he'd be a little bit disappointed if this has even gone to a replay.
Yeah, he would, wouldn't he? I mean, they're a funny team, West Brom, because really, you'd think they should be going for it here. They shouldn't have anything to worry about in the Premier League, and that's easy to say. They're on 27 points, so you'd argue they probably need another 10 points to make sure they're safe again. Pulis doesn't go down, does he? So, you know, it's kind of one of those where you think, they should be safe. I always wonder whether he has to see safety first before he'll risk his team, you know, his first team, if you like, on an FA Cup run. The team he put out in the first leg should have been good enough to win the match. In the end, Berahino came on for Lambert, and he scored, and it maybe needed an injection of some quality to get past Bristol City. Bristol City, like you say, poor in the Championship, but then they go and beat Middlesbrough to nil. You know, no one's done that. You kind of think, what a result that is against the Middlesbrough team. Now, the problem as I see it here for Bristol City is that West Brom's away form, we often say that Pulis goes to, decent home sides and he just shuts up shop. I don't think they'll do that this time. I think they'll look to kind of maybe hit Bristol City on the counter. Bristol City with a home crowd and an evening match, I think we'll have a go here. Now, they've only scored more than one goal at home twice this season, Bristol City. Once was against Nottingham Forest, the other time was against Leeds United. When they were two down, right early on in the season, two down, they came back and scored, I think, at least one goal, which was almost at stoppage time, and the second one in stoppage time to earn a draw against Leeds. But they haven't got much firepower at home, Bristol City, and I think West Brom can outscore them. It just depends on who he goes with up front. Quite a few enhanced odds offers here. Aaron Wilbraham, who's their top scorer, is 7-1 to score and Bristol City to win in 90 minutes. Stephen Sessegnon to score and West Brom to win in 90 is 4-1. Interesting bets. I mean, I'm looking here. I think he should play Berahino. I mean, Berahino is a fantastic striker. Admittedly, he's got his problems, and we know he's a bit of a sulker and all the rest of it. But he's a better player than a 19-10 quote against a team in the Championship relegation zone. You know, the one thing you'd have to say about Bristol City is that that they concede goals. Obviously, they're not down at the bottom of the Championship for any other reason. And he's got a great record in the FA Cup as Berahino. You remember last year he scored loads against Gateshead. Obviously, you might argue that he should, but he was scoring in successive FA Cup rounds. I just hope he starts here. And hope he kind of, he's in the right frame of mind. If he is, I think 19-10 for Sadio Berahino to score is a decent bet.
Is that your best bet?
Yeah, I'll go with that as my main bet in the match. I think West Brom will win. And you could argue that why would a Premier League team be 11-10 to win at a Championship relegation team?
I think they're a good price.
Yeah. So, I'm not going to be greedy. You can pair them up if you want. Let's have a look at Berahino and the win. Is priced up at, that's a drum roll, by the way, that little bit there.
Superb.
Yeah, it's not bringing it in, is it? I'm imagining it must be 14-5. Sadio Berahino to score, West Brom to win, 14-5.
Yeah, obviously check the team news, but yeah. Looks pretty tasty.
Yeah.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.